This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Well, for the past several weeks, we've been going through a series and discussing choosing life and some of the aspects that go into choosing a life that is filled with God's Spirit. And with us once again is Pastor Bob Perdue. And Pastor Bob, it's good to have you back with us once again. Today, we're going to be talking about intimacy. And sometimes for some people, that's a scary word. So what do you mean by that?
Intimacy is knowing and being known at the deepest part of who you are. And, you know, we've been talking about choosing life and that life is this connection with the Father that was present in the Garden of Eden. And certainly intimacy was a part of that relationship there. In fact, in the book of Genesis, it's described as Adam and Eve being naked and unashamed.
Right.
They were physically, emotionally, and spiritually unguarded. And they were able to share themselves on the deepest level, their desires, their ambitions, their fears, their secrets, with absolutely no shame. And that is what intimacy is. And the truth is, because we were created for that, it is a deep longing in each of us to be connected, accepted, understood, and loved at that deepest level. Of course, the problem for most of us is we don't even think anybody knows us at that level, much less accepts, connects, understands, loves us at that level. So intimacy is very difficult. We live in a very shallow age. In fact, Richard Foster, who wrote Celebration of Discipline, said that superficiality is the curse of our age. And I think he's definitely right. We have these deep desires in us, deep desires for things like intimacy. But we also have shallow desires of our flesh that are much more apparent to us and much easier to satisfy.
Yeah.
And so a desire for intimacy in our culture gets translated into a desire for sexual experience. And it's so much easier to satisfy the desire for sexual experience than it is to satisfy the deeper longings of our soul. And so we often trade the one for the other and never really get to experience what true intimacy is. The scripture, though, says that deep calls to deep. And there is a deep part of every one of us. And the deep part of who God is calling to that deeper part of us and longing for us to enter into deeper and more intimate relationship with Him. But we've got to get control of some of these more shallow desires of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but it's so much easier for me to sit down and spend an hour watching another episode of CSI
right,
than it is to sit down and open my Bible and let God really talk to the deepest parts of who I am. And when I'm finished with that hour of CSA, what have I really gained? I've been entertained on a very shallow level, and I enjoyed it while it was happening, but when it was over, I really had nothing. That's the way the desires of the flesh are. They're immediate. They're instant. There's instant gratification, but no long-lasting results. So it takes discipline for us to get past the shallow desires of our flesh and get down to those deeper desires of our hearts. And that's why the spiritual disciplines are a part of this life choice. In order for us to really choose to know and be known by God at the deepest part of who we are, we need to practice some of the spiritual disciplines. Now, by spiritual disciplines, I'm talking about things like prayer, fasting, scripture reading, solitude, silence, celebration. These are things that we do not to earn favor with God, but we practice the spiritual disciplines in order to create space in our lives for God to go deeper. If we do the spiritual disciplines in order to try to gain acceptance with God, then we're trying to manipulate God with our doing, and we're right back to striving again. And so we have to guard against that. I'm just going to sit down with my Bible to create a space for God to speak to me at the deepest part of who I am. And what happens in that time is immaterial. I'm just going to create the space by practicing the discipline. Now, in order for that to happen, I have to open up my heart to receive what God may give me in that time. And again, if we haven't chosen community, we are still walled off in many ways and not vulnerable enough. So what is going to open up our hearts in order for us to be able to go deeper with God? I think two things. One is worship, which we just talked about. If we open up our hearts to really worship God, then we create space for God to speak back to us because our hearts are open to Him. But secondly, is love. And I think it's no accident that when Jesus was asked what are the greatest commandments, He said, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Mm-hmm. Because when we choose to love someone, it opens up a deep part of who we are. And it makes change possible. I remember this last summer, I was at the beach with my family, and I saw this really big guy walking toward the water. He had tattoos all over him. He obviously had worked out most of his life. He looked like a bouncer in some club or the heavy for some mobster. He really did. He was a rough, tough-looking guy. And he went down to the water's edge, and then he turned back around. And when he turned back around, I could see that he was carrying something in those huge arms of his, arms that had probably been used to deck many men in their day. He had a pink bucket in each hand, and he carried them back up to the beach to the cutest little blonde-haired girls you'd ever seen. And he sat down beside those girls, and for an hour, he built a little sandcastle with them, and then he carried them down to the water and rinsed them off and took them away. And I thought, something changed this man. He right. wasn't always this person that he is right now. And the answer to what changed him is love. Obviously, he opened up his heart to love someone. And that love grew to include those two little blonde-haired girls. And it changed that rough and gruff exterior into a gentle man who sat and lovingly built a sandcastle with his children. So the power of loving God and loving other people to open up our hearts is a huge power that can lead us into a deeper relationship with God because we're willing to let God really speak to the deeper parts of who we are. I think it can even start a sequence of events. If truth about who we really are can convince us that we're really secure in the Father, that we don't have to do anything to earn His favor. And then that healing breaks down the walls around our hearts and makes us willing to be vulnerable. Then our hearts become more open to God's love. Then we choose to sit with God and make space for Him to speak with us because we love Him so much. Mm-hmm. And in that time period, the Father speaks to the deepest parts of who we are and draws us into intimacy. So you can see that this life choice is placed at the end on purpose because if we haven't dealt with some of these other things, if we're still hiding behind a mask or we're still living in shame, there's absolutely no way that we want to be naked before God. We want our fig leaves.
Yeah.
We want to be hiding behind our trees. We don't want God to see or know who we really are at the deepest core. And therefore, we're not experiencing intimacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think the lack of intimacy is one of the reasons that people jump from church to church and from relationship to relationship. Because they really are looking for God to meet them in the deepest part of who they are, but they're not really opening themselves up to it. So they get into a church situation and it never quite meets their expectation.
Right.
They never quite get ministered to on the level. And many people leave church saying, well, I'm not being fed there because we're really not opening our mouths to receive the deeper things that God has for us because we're still protecting ourselves.
Right.
So choosing life is going to mean choosing intimacy, choosing to be naked and unashamed before Him, and practicing the spiritual disciplines with our hearts wide open to receive all of the things that God has for us.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that would be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media, and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.